We are up to Siv Beis of Simin Shin Sadik Aleph. Yisraelim hadorim b'chotzer yichidi shalein b'ir shalainim Yehudim. You have a whole city full of non-Jews, and there's one chotzer that Jews live in. She mukefes choma, the city is surrounded by a wall. Va'ovru Yehudim acherim derech sham b'Shabbos, v'nis'ach senu b'chotzer acheres. And then for Shabbos, you have guests, Jewish guests, in a different chotzer. Do we consider that the same as having two Jewish families in two different chatzeris, and then they will need schiris rishus? Einam oser maleim, they will not aser. De oreach eina oser, a guest does not aser. Umutarim letaltel v'chalair, you can carry in the entire city. Now, the case here that it's surrounded by a wall just means that you didn't have to make any other tikkunim, otherwise you'd need lechi v'kora, but it means that there was a tikkun for the chotzer, for the mavi, excuse me, that you're allowed to carry there. Now, the halachi is that a guest doesn't aser. The same thing would be if there's one chotzer with a Jew and a non-Jew, and then you get a Jewish guest for Shabbos, he doesn't aser. The Magen Avraham holds that the guest himself cannot carry without a schiris rishus. But the Mishtabura's maskani is like the Shulchan Aruch, that even he can carry. Now, what's considered a guest up until 30 days? What happens if he frequently comes? He doesn't stay for 30 days each time, but he frequently comes. So there is a machlokis apostim if he's considered a guest. Or it could be that even if someone comes regularly, so long as he doesn't stay 30 days each time, he's still considered a guest, a frequent guest, but a guest.